All right, we are live. Today is the rundown. It is April 28th. K. Marco is in. Big Cat and PFT, I don't know what they're doing. They're running around the draft doing stuff. Today's rundown, once again, MVMT watches. K. Marco, still nothing for you.
They reached out. They're sending me one.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, so then don't give me the double bird. There's no need to do the double. Look at you, K. Margo, getting yourself some free swag. Attaboy. MVMTwatches.com. It's not MVMT.com. It's MVMTwatches.com. Again, the fancy watch that looks like it's, well, fancy watch, not fancy prices. Quote, that I just made that up. It looks like maybe a $500 to $10,000 watch. It's $95. Put in the code MVMTwatches.com/barstool/rundown.
KFC.
Do you have that code? KFC. Whatever. You get 15% off any of those codes, and then you're golden. You're going to look like $1 million. So MVMT right here. MVMT. All right, into the rundown. Source of debate, this Peyton commercial, this Gatorade Peyton commercial that came out, and he's just written letters. He's a letter-writing machine, and apparently they track down every single person he's ever written a letter to, and they talked about the letters that he wrote.
This is the thank you letter I received right when he was leaving college.
This is a letter my husband and I received after our son Tyler died.
This is a letter I got the year that I retired.
Kevin, well, you blogged it. I was on your side here, so what do you got?
I knew this was going to be a thing. I knew there was going to be a bunch of fucking pussies who were all like, no, letters are so classy and so nice. When you get a letter, it means so much more. Shut the fuck up. Writing letters, when you write a letter, you are writing the letter to say, I write letters. That's why you're doing it. It's a try-hard move where you want to look like you're like special and going over the top. And if you write a letter to every single person you ever come across, then it diminishes the value of the letter. So I think this is just more of Peyton's whole like shtick, his whole persona that he builds up. He writes a letter to everyone so that they run around feeling special and frame it and bring it up to everyone they ever talk to. Writing a letter, try hard move, especially nowadays. It's so over the top. You don't need to do it. That's my piece.
Kim Marco.
I like Peyton. It's kind of a lame move. He still does this. But you had to know that like the tributes to him were going to be the corniest thing ever. There's probably more stuff coming. I have to say your guys' stance on letter writing is a little puzzling. I mean, I don't know why there's so much hatred toward letters. Letters, like getting mail is one of the best things ever.
People say that. They were like, oh, it feels so good to open up mail that's not a bill. I don't give a fuck about getting mail. I don't even check the mail. I don't get a feeling of like, oh, wow, I got a letter.
Are we in fucking camp, K. Marco?
Right? That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
It was cool to get a letter when you were 13 from your parents and maybe they put some bazooka gum in there. Like a grown man. I don't need a fucking letter.
That is, speaking of 13, I wrote a letter to Sports Illustrated for Kids that got published in it. No big deal. I'm going to have my mom dig that up.
Who'd you write it to?
The Sports Illustrated for Kids question section. I was like,
oh, I thought you were like, because I used to write letters to like athletes. Like, I wrote Shaq.
I asked a question and it got published. I was like 8 years old. I asked how many teams have never won the Super Bowl or something. And I'll never forget, they responded, and it was some dickhead, like, smug little cartoon, and he said, well, my bowling team has never won one, but if you're talking about NFL teams, then you fucking shit all over me. Never wrote a letter again.
Yeah, so fuck letters.
Mike Trangisi, the Big East commissioner, one time wrote me, like, a letter. I thought it was nice, but here's the thing. The very purpose of writing a letter is diffused when you expose everybody that you've written a letter to. Like, I can understand if you've written it, you can't just be giving out letters willy-nilly to every motherfucker who walks down the street, like, oh, you got a firm handshake, I'm going to write you a letter and congratulate. That's essentially what Peyton did. He's written so many letters, his letters no longer mean anything.
How about writing a letter to your dad and your brother? That's really fucking crazy. If my brother wrote me a letter, I'd rip it up in his face. You don't need to write me a letter. The whole thing is you're doing it on purpose as a show. It's not genuine. So get out of here with the it means more shit.
And how do you think they like track? They asked them, like somebody exposed this and was like, give me a list of everybody you've written a letter. And he did it. That's what makes this such a like Bill Belichick, I'm sure, writes letters. You'll have to pry those letters out of his cold, dead hands. Bobby Knight, speaking of tough guys who now, yeah. If Bobby Knight writes a letter, like, again, he's not going to broadcast it, but that's like, okay, I got a letter from Bobby Knight. It's just the way Peyton went about it. Anyways, everything's coming up Trump. So Bobby Knight has endorsed Trump. He says he's going to be the three best presidents who ever lived.
You folks are taking a look at the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States. That man right there.
And then Trump, give him credit. He said the perfect thing after he got this endorsement. He said, all the tough guys are on my side. I love that. That's true. Everyone who's tough. Now, he went a little further, I think, and said Tyson's on his side and, like, the person he raped, it was her fault or something like that. I heard that. I don't know if he actually said that. That could just be innuendo. By the way, Tyson, of all people, he's probably got railroaded the most out of anybody in the history of the world. But that's a different point. You cannot dispute that all the tough guys are voting Trump. Okay, Marco?
Yeah, Bobby Knight endorsement in Indiana right after Ted Cruz calls it the basketball ring. You can't beat that. Bobby Knight himself, I'm pretty sure he's getting senile, if not already senile. You guys got to watch the clip. I don't know if you watched all the way to the end of him telling the story. It's like a 20-paragraph story about a kid and his dad and who won't cut his hair and the Bible. That was the best part. But he just rambles on. So, yes, he's a tough guy endorsement, but he's also like teetering on the edge of being senile.
Don't matter.
It doesn't. I mean, Trump, his whole campaign is, this is kind of like a microcosm for it. It's like Bobby Knight really doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of being a president, but to normal people, it does. Rex Ryan's like kind of an idiot, but when he gets up there and he's like, I love Trump, people love Rex Ryan. He has all these like buffoons or people who don't matter, but you like it. And you like when he cracks jokes and you like when he talks shit. And that's how he's having success, is by getting awesome people to say, I like Trump. It's not really going to make you a better president. I don't think Bobby Knight really knows what it takes to be a top three president, but a lot of people think that. A lot of people do think he knows that, so it's a good move.
You know, it's. I use this analogy. I keep picturing Donald Trump heading to North Korea, and who walks in the room? He's got, like, Bobby Knight on his left, Rex Ryan on his right, and it's just this crew of like red, white, and blue, like American cartoon heroes, basically. I like our chances. Carly Stefarino, or whatever her name is, Nobody has been stuffed in a locker harder than she. Like Ted Cruz, hey, this is my running mate in Indiana. Hey, Bobby Knight just like literally put you in a locker. Also, the picture, the press op of Bobby Knight, he's just not smiling at all. Like, everyone else has these huge smiles, and he just looks like the same he always does. Vintage Knight. Again, another point. Am I the only Trump guy at Barstool? Like, the only legit Trump guy?
I think so, yeah.
Again, I like that. The U.S. Olympic Rio outfits came out today. They're disgusting. I have no idea how they came up with this ensemble.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going to make me a Trump guy is that Trump would get rid of these. This can't be, this cannot be what we're wearing to represent our country. I feel like that would be like Trump's first order of business. So maybe I will vote for Trump, because we got to get rid of these things. They look ridiculous. I don't even understand them. The belts, disaster. Whoever did that, forget about firing them. They need to go to jail or deport them. Get out of our country. That's how poorly you're representing America.
Okay, Marco.
Two surprising things about the picture. One was the black guy was so happy. There's no way the black guy was happy wearing that outfit.
No way.
Two was Lochte, which, Dave, you pointed out. I don't know. He's still in the Olympics. Can you remind me why I hate him, by the way? Because I know I hate him,
yeah.
But I don't remember why.
Yeah, I hate him too. He's slid by. I put a side note because he was sort of rivals, and I don't like the other guy either, the Phelps guy, but probably back in like the early 80s when these guys both started, he was talking all this shit about how Phelps got all the notoriety and then like it should all be about Lochte, And then he just got crushed. Like, he went in and he lost every single event, and he didn't really say anything about it. He also, this has been something, again, that he has been swimming for so long, but I've been on this train, and it's going to happen again. Oh, look at Ryan Lochte's abs, this, that. He has the weirdest, like, inverted, somebody said it right, looks like he got a C-section. It's the weirdest abs I've ever seen on a guy who has good abs. But Lochte, he even, this guy, what, remember he has a TV show?
Yeah, I was like, what would Lochte do or something like that?
Yeah, he's literally the dumbest guy in the world. Yeah. Like, he's that dumb. I can't believe he's still, when I saw him, I was stunned. But then it's like, who are the other people? They have no, the Olympics are kind of flying under the radar. When do these even start?
No idea.
This.
Let's try to do a commercial break. Commercial break. I got to look into this, because if the commercials aren't coming and every time people are like they aren't coming, then it's costing us money. I got Millmore, are you listening to this? Do we put in the second commercial? Okay.
Hey, well, you're bringing this up like it's a new thing.
I just it reminds me. It's like it's costing money. This one seemed right up your alley. You were probably mad, KFC, that I beat you to the sneaker done because you're kind of a sneakerhead. This kid, he's in high school. He's running a million-dollar business, like, out of his fucking room in his parents' house. He's got all these sneakers. He's got merch. He's drinking, like, lattes at, like, 2 in the afternoon when he should be in class. What do you think on your boy, the sneaker don?
I want to hate this guy, but he's just killing the game. I can't hate on the guy. I can't knock the hustle. His little manager brother, I can hate that guy. Fuck that kid. You're not the sneaker don. You're just riding coattails. Behind all of these, like, child business stories is always some, like, high-powered Jew dad who's actually running the show. What's his name? His real name was fucking hilarious. I want to hear you try to pronounce it, too.
Benjamin Clincherbaum or something.
I mean, if you got a name like that and you can – if you're Benjamin Clincherbaum and you can somehow become the sneaker don, tip my cap. You have overcome all odds. So hook me up with some shoes, sneaker don. I got your back.
Okay, Marco.
His friends call him Benjamin Kicks, though, so he doesn't really go by that.
Benjamin, just, by the way, awesome.
That is an awesome fucking name. He needs to drop an album. He needs to do everything with the name Benjamin Kicks. That's incredible.
Benny Kicks. That's a fucking Kicks, awesome name.
As a kid, there's no doubt this kid probably sucks in real life. I mean, rich, Jewish, white teenager sneakerhead is like a bad combination.
Of course.
Probably sucks, but I agree. I can't hate on a young entrepreneur making money, making something of himself. Guy's got two cell phones, one for school, one for business, drinking Starbucks at his desk after his homework and after dinner. I mean, that's America. How do you hate on that?
DJ Khaled calling him up, like, yo, Benny Kicks, where are my shoes?
How's business? Booming.
Yeah, booming too. Everything about him I don't want to like, but I like. Like, I wanted the sneaker Don hat. If he had a Benny Kicks shirt, I'd buy it. I like his phrase, how's business booming. I like everything about this kid,
if we had a shirt that just said booming, I think I would wear it. Just in general. You don't even have to have context. If it just said booming, I think I'd rock it.
Yeah, that's this Benny Kicks. He, like you said, K-Mark, he's almost like a transformer. When he's Benjamin Clunchbaum, like, you don't want anything to do with him. And then he gets in his little car, he comes out, and there's Benny Kicks. It's like, oh, this kid's the fucking best. Like, I'd actually want him out like my table at a club. Be like, oh, that's Benny Kicks. Let him throw.
It's like Urkel when he becomes Stefan. You know what I mean? He goes to the machine, comes out all hot.
Benny Kicks, the sneaker don. I actually, it pains me that I want one of those sneaker don hats. I don't know why.
That kid, that kid's drug addiction and like losing all his money is going to be so epic when it happens.
Crash and burn coming up.
Benny Kicks. What a name. Benny Kicks. This big girl, this one viral, Feidelberg, I saw it yesterday. I didn't touch this one because I was actually borderline uncomfortable. But this is the new rage now. We're at this point in the PC culture where it's PC culture versus anti-PC culture. And they're both like invading each other's spaces and just screaming at each other. Now, this chick is on the you don't even know who's who. This chick is on the PC culture side, but she's mad at the anti-PC culture. she's like a cartoon character. It literally looks like she was created on a computer to be at this event, just screaming. Everybody's miserable. This is just the miserables versus the miserables, and it's what you expect. Okay, Marco, what do you got?
I respect the hell out of this girl. Do I like her? No. Do I believe anything that she stands for? No, obviously not. I think everyone knows how I feel about PC culture. But, I mean, what do we hate the most? We hate serial protesters who don't really care and they're just looking to get on social media and on TV. This girl, you cannot be more passionate about anything than this fat girl was sitting front row yelling about safe spaces. She needed a fucking oxygen tank when she had to stop after 4 to catch her breath from yelling so much. I mean, you don't have to agree with it, but you have to respect the passion.
When she opened up her water bottle, like, I mean, that was like a water break for her, as if she was like taking a timeout from the game. This, I want to talk to the PC crowd. I want unfiltered opinions for them, because there's no way they want this chick on their side. Even the PC crowd would be like, you're too fat and disgusting to be protesting the anti-PC people. So I know they're all about safe spaces and everybody's like got an opinion and everyone's like happy. They would call this girl fat and disgusting. That's how gross she was.
Do you remember that black guy who ran for like South Carolina Senate or something, and he was a plant? Like, he was so bad, people were whispering what to say to him. Do you remember who I'm talking about? He was an absolute plant, and he was going to win the election, but the opposing side basically put him there. That almost is what this girl is like. She's been planted by the anti-PC people, because exactly. Then they can point to it, be like, this is who we're dealing with. I assume she has no... The fact that she's on the internet, I mean, it's just she's such a cartoon character of herself. That's the rundown. Anything post? We got your boys wearing the shirts. That was nice. Yeah. Syndergaard and Bartolo.
The little story I told, too... Noah explained to me, I told it on Mail Time, but I'll tell it again here. Noah was trying to explain to Bartolo how much I love him and how much Barstool supports him. So he goes, the guys at Barstool Sports love you, but Bartolo doesn't speak English well, so he didn't know what was going on. So he just thought that Noah was saying, I love you. So Bartolo goes back to him like, I love you too, man. And Noah said they just sat there like telling each other that they loved each other in what had to be the most awkward exchange ever in baseball. Those two are the odd couple. It's incredible.
It wouldn't kill Noah maybe to like give a quick shout out where you can buy the shirt next time. Just, I mean, beggars be choosers.
Well, it wouldn't kill Noah to come on the show and not get an offender bender like he did last time. So we're working on it. We're getting there.
What size was that shirt for Tola?
Triple XL. Oh,
that's not bad.
No,
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I was supposed to have a great blog, so I got these motherfuckers in the mail. Can you see them? 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So a porn company was like, we want to give you a demonstration on virtual porn.
So what, you put your phone in it and then...
Yep, you put your phone in it, you watch it. It's like a live thing. I was going to have, like, Renee Zawaya, I was going to have, like, sex with some chick last night through these goggles. I spent a fucking hour trying to get the thing to work. Couldn't do it. I finally had to tell the guy. I'm like, I just can't do it. I can't rationally spend another minute trying to figure out how to make these porn goggles work. And he's like, even for porn, I gotta just let it go.
The game and life has just passed you by. It's just like, listen, I'm good with my computer screen and my dick in my hand. I don't need to put on the goggles.
Yeah.
The kids can do that, but it's passed me by.
I've given up. People say it's the future. I was excited to be like, all right, what's going to happen here? Am I literally going to, like, fuck this chick through these things? And then at some level, like you say, you know what? This has passed me by. This era of putting your phone into this thing. And I spent longer trying to figure this out than I've done almost anything in my life. This latch on the top, they had to send me a YouTube just how to open the goggles. So I'm sorry to report that was a blog that would have been good and went right by the boards. I just couldn't. I gave up. They're like, do you want us to come to your house and do it? I'm like, that's creepy. I'm not going to have guys sitting around when I'm virtually having sex with a chick. So there will be no virtual porn in my life. And I'm sorry I couldn't report on that.
That most people your age would be like, I can't figure out Snapchat. I just can't do it. You're doing porn goggles. But I'll try it out. If they want to send me a pair, I will do porn goggles.
Yeah, I'm not very good at like tech stuff, obviously. So I was probably the last. Let me tell you, it's all here. The proof.
Actually, can you?
I haven't read directions for like, and I don't read directions. If I can't like figure it out, I read this thing front to back. I was like, I really want to see what this is about. Couldn't do it.
Can you just put the goggles on right now? I want to see.
You just hold them. I think there's no strap.
Are they paying for this plug right now?
No, they who?
We don't even know.
Why would they pay? This is not a ringing endorsement.
The image of you wearing those with your dick in your hand will probably haunt me for the rest of my life. That is just a horrible thought.
Yep. Well,
I'll try it. So send me one, porn company.
Yeah, they send you these, and then it's a different. But I'm sorry to report, I let the stoolies down. That I thought would have actually been like, if I'm just an average stoolie. Wow, virtual sex is like something I got to get. I think it would have really been interesting, but I'm sorry I let everybody down.
So. Happiest guy in the world is Gaz, because he probably thought he was going to have to like film you doing this. That was the bullet there.
All right. That's the rundown. Draft tonight. Fuck the draft.